Recreational marijuana is legal in Washington state for adults, but the law is also affecting teenagers. Teens' views on the risks and benefits of marijuana are changing, and they have legal access to medical marijuana. Experts say parents need to stick to the message that for teens, marijuana is not a good idea. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Seattle teens are drinking and smoking less than in recent years, and prevention experts say their efforts are paying off. But marijuana is proving more resistant, in part because teens are getting such conflicting messages about it. This conflict was on full display at a recent town hall forum when 17-year-old Savannah Kinzer asked a panel of experts whether teens should be allowed to try drugs in a safe setting where no one would drive home. Panel members responded that it's not a good idea. Kinzer tried to follow up.
Do you think that's mostly just alcohol, because alcohol is the addictive substance, whereas marijuana isn't?
I would actually interject that marijuana is addictive.
That was psychologist Laura Kastner, but the teens in the audience pushed back.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Okay. Some people don't know that, and I see a lot of educated young men that would, you know, that don't know the research, but it is.
Kinzer is a junior at Seattle Academy. She says the most commonly used drugs at her school are Vyvanse and Adderall, used to treat attention deficit disorder, but marijuana's close behind.
Marijuana might be tied with it, but marijuana is pretty common at my school, more common than I think alcohol even, especially because it doesn't have as large of health effects.
She says her peers view marijuana as benign because it helps with anxiety and doesn't cause hangovers, and her doctor isn't opposed to kids using it.
I just came from a doctor appointment, actually, and my doctor said that when kids have ADD, they smoke marijuana, it makes their brain function as a kid who does not have ADD.
You know, I think to be fair to the doctor, he said that people who do smoke pot, if they don't regulate themselves, if they smoke it regularly, there's a strong loss of motivation.
That's Kinzer's father, Craig. Some parents say they're concerned about the role medical marijuana plays in kids' current use. Julie Campbell is an architect in Seattle. When her son attended Ballard High School, she was shocked to find out how open Washington's rules are around medical marijuana. There's no minimum age for an authorization and no explicit requirement for parental consent.
So a kid with a medical marijuana card can grow medical marijuana and distribute medical marijuana, and it's all legal. And that's what is insane.
There's also no patient registry in Washington as opposed to Colorado, so there's no way to know how many people, including teens, have those authorizations. The owner of one clinic contacted by KUOW said she does not give authorizations to minors, but she refers them to people who do. Also, starting at age 13, information on drug use can be confidential between doctors and patients. Campbell says for her, the new recreational system for marijuana is preferable because it doesn't sell to people under 21. Still, she says in groovy Seattle, you can feel like an outcast for questioning marijuana at all.
You know, none of my friends know that I am so involved in this coalition and in this work. And that's, you know, I have mixed feelings about that in and of itself. But, I mean, there's a real stigma, I think, that people have to face if they are vocal about their negative opinions about marijuana. It's like telling people you don't recycle.
State legislators are currently considering whether to tighten up restrictions around medical marijuana to create a registry and require parental consent for people under 18. Zachary Blachon is 18 and a senior at Garfield High School. He says he sought a medical marijuana authorization at one point.
I hurt my knee playing frisbee a while ago. There's pain from that a bit. And it's just easier way than going to a drug dealer.
But the clinic he approached asked for medical records, and he decided to drop the effort. Lisa Sharp is the manager of prevention and intervention for Seattle Public Schools. She says a 2012 survey indicated that most teens who use marijuana get it from their friends, but dispensaries are part of the pipeline.
The important thing that came out from our survey is that of the high school students that say, yes, I used marijuana in the last 30 days, that 38.5% of them said that marijuana, at least once, came from a medical marijuana dispensary.
Sharp says these surveys also indicate that teens in Seattle increasingly view marijuana as more available and less risky, and use in Seattle is significantly higher than the state average. But she notes that a majority of students still do not report using marijuana. That's important because Sharp says research indicates that 9% of adults who use marijuana become dependent.
But if they started before they were 18, if they start when they're teenagers, there's a 16-17% addiction rate. So you're looking at a lot higher rate the earlier that you start. Same falls true with alcohol. The earlier you start, the more likely you are to have addiction and dependency.
Federal authorities say they will be monitoring whether underage access to marijuana increases as legalization proceeds in Washington. It's one of the indicators that they say could lead them to intervene in the state's experiment. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.